Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1973, Love Train by the OJs.
Oh, better talk.
464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Would you be in trouble if you played some more of it?
Play some more. Can you play some more? Just play a little more.
Sorry for you.
That's all I got.
Oh, God. This is the closest I've come for. This is Jake's show. And I want to pick him up and just carry him around the office. I want to pick him up.
Please
like
don't.
I want to pick him up like he just won the Super Bowl and just carry him around.
Please don't do that.
Don't do it.
Yes, just want to elevate.
Better times.
Oh.
Better times.
Synchronized dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, just the choreography.
It's the Motown. They also sang that song Backstabbers, which that song's freaky.
Freaky.
Backstabbers. You know this song?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little different. Yeah. Than that Love Train.
It was a little different.
Motown was crazy good. I mean, when you Spinners, Gladys Knight, I almost sent you a Gladys Knight song the other day for your
join hands
perusal.
It's about world peace.
Oh yeah, it's about something like that. The Spinners. No, this was the OJs.
This was the OJs.
Similar
sound.
They is a similar sound. They had Love Train, Backstabbers. What else do they have? Used to Be My Girl was a big one. Yeah.
Great song.
You have a good taste in music.
This song was, talk about walk up, never turn it off, always turn it up. Jake, this is remarkable.
It's pretty
I didn't see Motown coming. If someone said, well, you're going to play, if I go Motown, I think.
You probably could do Motown more often, quite honestly.
I do some Motown.
I know you do some. I'm suggesting you should do it more often.
I feel like we're in Detroit right now. That's all I feel.
I don't necessarily feel that way.
I have played.
Damn right we do.
I've played the Spinners many times. The OJs did not play this one before.
I'd like to hear some more female artists from Motown.
I have played Gladys Knight and the Pips one time at the Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song, by the way.
Yeah. Martha and the Vandellas would be good. You might check into that.
Okay. We'll check that
out. Okay. 9.034.
9.91129.
Okay. All right. 09 is very solid.
Okay, now we have Bella.
Ben and Bella were here. I'm going to say Ben's a 6'4". Bella's going to be an 8'6".
That's pretty good. 7'9" from Bella and a 6'2" from Ben. Not bad.
Not bad.
The guess is there.
Ben, have you ever heard that song before?
Oh, my God. He said no. How is that possible?
Even Bella's looking at him like, whoa, look at Bella.
That song is on commercials left and right.
Oh, I mean.
That's everyone. Look at Sip still hasn't recovered. He's turned around.
Ben, you said something. That's
what you did to Sip.
Talk about being taken back.
Look at him.
Did you see Bella's face? Bella's face.
Maybe consider lying in that situation.
That'd be the one. You might just do. You
I've heard it. To turn around completely away from the microphone.
You might just
13
say yes
seconds.
When you haven't.
That is sad. Yeah. That is sad.
Wow.
Thank
how
you,
how
Jake.
Do you not hear that song ever in your lifetime? It is everywhere.
And then he just came. You want to talk about Ben, we have to work on you.
Imagine, like, so that came out, what, 73?
Yeah, 73.
So, you know, I don't know who's all alive with the OJs now, but, I mean, talk about one song he just he busted out, and everyone is just like, you'd pay to see it.
Oh, God.
Just playing a repeat
you'd
on a just, loop.
You'd pay to
loop
see it.
Oh, God.
If I went to see the OJs, I'd want to hear it three times. I want to hear them open with it, middle, and finish with it.
Like you know the role. You know the job, OJs. Yeah. Come on, three times.
I'm not trying to be a contrarian, but I think Backstabbers is almost as good as it. Backstabbers is weird.
I have to listen to that song.
Weirdly good.
I'll check that one out.
Yeah, please do, Jake.
Ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. John says 9.8. Triple H's dad, a 4. Jennifer, 6.9. Hubby, 5.8. Pretty low
Whoa.
For them. Pretty
okay.
low.
Okay, now they visited Motown.
Recently.
Yeah, right I was now. On a football trip, and I was in a shuttle to a
you saw them
a car you know to a rental car place and they were there they had visited Motown so I'm really surprised by the fam
it's an odd score very low for them
Love Train doesn't do it for them
interesting
Guilt Nerd 2 unnamed texture 9.5 we got Mike and Dalton 7.9
who gave it a 2
yeah it was Guilt Nerd
just got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Something happened we I don't understand. Know how you
We understand.
Yeah, Mike and Dalton, 7.9. Who in Columbus? Bird! 4!
Pretty good for Bird.
That's pretty high score.
Very strong by you guys, too. That was strong.
Jake and Hickman, 2.2. Really? 2.2 on that song?
That's incredible.
Sandmaster, 8.9 in Kansas City. Lyle in Omaha, 4.8. Not
Lyle's
very high.
A great name, by the way.
Jared and Ord, 5.2. It's not, I mean, I don't think it'd be more 9s and 10s.
I about fell out of my chair the first 8 seconds. I mean, 4 seconds. I was just.
Try Backstabbers, Jake.
Yeah.
I might listen.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, please do. How about this one? Hey, we got Jane in Wahoo says 8.5. By the way, I am a new breaker.
Wait, says, hold second. It. Bill.
We talked about Build a Breaker. That was a big part of one of our programs we were establishing.
Build a Breaker.
Build a Breaker, bring in a new breaker. How long has she been with us? That'd be nice to know. This is incredible. I love when you get new
What's
breakers.
What's her name, Jane?
That was Jane and Wahoo. Yeah.
Jane and Wahoo. We have a Wahoo breaker.
Nice.
We do.
We want Jane. Spread the word in Wahoo.
Yes.
Spread the word in Wahoo.
Build a breaker. Build breakers.
If you add whoever you add in, text us and let us know who you've added as a new breaker.
That's right. If you have, let us know. 464-5685. Do that. Okay.
Thank you.
It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Damn right it is.
Damn right.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs. Free consultation, by the way, from the cash cows.
Bill, free.
Bill, floor is yours. Is it a football facts Monday?
Football facts.
Okay.
We're doing camp update again. We got camp update again like that. So I'm going to go with the famous Lou Holtz win. That was his big thing you saw everywhere. It's all over Notre Dame, every place ever that win. What's important now? That was his big deal is what's important now. So that's big. Couple things. The light is hit. There's light at the end of the tunnel now. Because now you're at Monday, so you're 12 days out from a game. So everything is you feel different. Everything coming into the office is different. Now they haven't started school yet, so they're still kind of in camp. They're still in camp mode. And that's pretty much everywhere across the country. But a couple things are going to come. There's going to be some changes now. They'll start to get some prep work potentially for the first opponent, which might be a period, which means, hey, we're going to take 15 minutes and we're going to work on, if it's Nebraska, it'd be UTEP or whoever the opening game is. But still a lot of crossover.
This week.
Still a lot of crossover between offense and defense is going on. The difference is going to be real simple. It's who your opponent is. If your opponent is someone you're playing at Air Force or triple option, something unique defensively, you've moved almost all to that side of it. But and if the other side is like, okay, there's a lot of carryover here, and then the good on good really matters. It really, even though it's a little different, it really matters. So defensively and offensively, you're working on crazy unique stuff that might show up. That's your biggest concern. It's all of a sudden they come out and it's like, wow, they're empty quads. Didn't really expect them to be
empty
doing
empty quads, Jake.
4x1.
So you got four receivers out there, no running back.
Yeah. Or some different look, or just unique things that all of a sudden catch you off guard. But you're really working on this. But here's where the mother of all mothers is right here. It's in the mock game.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The mock game will probably be like Friday or Saturday. This Friday or this Saturday. And it is the most, it's like, it's so critical because what you're going to do is you're going to have a complete mock game, but you're going to have the complete warm-up also. So if you guys think, if you go to a game early and all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're going to warm up, and you start watching, you really don't pay attention to it. It's like a military movement of who comes out of the locker room at what time. Okay, the returners come out, punt returners, yep, kick returners. And you can't be off time. You can't be, kickers are out, kickers are ready. Everybody has
long
a routine.
Snappers are out.
And there's somebody, then there's someone in the inside announcing all the time, 4 minutes, returners out, and they're doing whatever they're stretching. There is a someone in the
long snappers are out there early.
They're always out there early, but they don't go out whenever they want to.
They don't.
Everyone is like, okay, you go out at this time. Boom, you come out, and everyone comes out together.
No idea.
Everyone comes
you're
out
learning
together.
Right now, Jake.
I'm learning.
So when the specialists come out, they all come out together. When
I didn't
whoever
know
comes
that
out,
someone was,
out
was telling them when to go out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's someone inside telling them when to go out. And the mock game was just, as a graduate assistant, the most tense, miserable day. You'd have a book. It'd be this big, and you had like if I was running the defense for the offense, whatever side for I'd be running the offense for the defense at say at Wisconsin or when I was a graduate assistant. You have to have everything. And then it's going, so all of a sudden it's going to be, okay, hey, we just scored one kickoff. And so you want to get that substitution stuff going also.
Damn.
Coaches are tense. You want everything very smooth.
Even on the mock day?
The mock day. Like, oh, yeah, mock day is very tense. Yeah, because if all of a sudden it's like, what was your unit doing? Is your unit not ready to go? And you would practice. Here's another thing that's huge to talk about. Okay, let's practice where we sit on the sideline. Who sits where? Okay. There's, we say we're two deep on the D line. Well, who sits down first on the bench? Who's right behind him? Well, it's usually whoever just came out of the game sits down here, so you can address them. Everyone has a specific spot where you sit, and now it's way different too because they have pads, they have iPads, so now they can go back and go. And now they're going to be showing him things on the iPad. So you have to be so disciplined. It's not like all of a sudden like, hey, where's Ty Robinson? I don't know. He's down talking to the running backs. No, he's not. he has to be right here, which he would be. I'm not making an example of Ty or anything like that.
Did you know any of this?
No. It's so remarkable of what goes on.
I did not know this.
Have to teach it, talk it, the whole thing that is going on.
Did you ever think maybe I just want to coach tennis like Jennifer Capriati? Yes, I have one person.
I was thinking Capriati this morning.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and so I mean, so
you're in a very elaborate game.
It's so elaborate, and everyone really when you went out there and you go like into a staff room and there's a bunch of people sitting around. You have all the full time coaches, and then they have analysts, whatever. There's no one that's just like, "What are you doing today?" Nothing. Just skating through. Just gotta get out of here. Probably go down to Barry's afterwards. What are you doing? Nope. You have a detailed plan of what's going on, and it has to be so perfect. And if you're a head coach, and it is. The mock game will freak you out.
God.
You have to be so on top of it.
God.
Just take a look at the game on Saturday.
I'll tell you what, the head coach has a lot. Has a lot.
And he has to see it. And that's why also veteran coaches help. Because veteran coaches are like going, hey, this has to be just right. This is where we go. Just everybody understand. And you do a lot of things. A lot of times you'll start out, you're like even your meetings like that, like on, if it's the mock game day, you're looking at you taped? Are your socks right? It's like there's a very strict – whatever the head coach says you can wear, that's what you can wear. Sometimes some guys want to wear four towels. It's like, no, we don't do that. And so you have to control that, because all of a sudden you'll just see someone out there warming up and you're like going, what are you doing? What are you wearing? Why do you have that on? So you have to go monitor your guys and you have it on the board. Here's how we wear. This is exactly what we wear, what we do. And the rules are real simple. It's whatever the head coach has established are the rules, because you never go above and beyond. You're like going, I know the head coach said you can wear two towels. We're not doing that here. We're doing one towel only. Then your players are upset. Like, well, why is that? So you just do whatever the head coach says.
Okay.
But it is so intense of how you come out, how you warm up, where you go, the whole like boom, 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 boom. And then where you go when it's, like I said, all of a sudden defense is off the field. Where do they go? You know, it'd be real, because as a coordinator, if I just go to my Nebraska time, it'd be like, boom, I'd be right down to Barrett to start off with. I'd talk to him and I'd talk to the linebackers about, da, 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 expect this coming at this time. Then I would slide down to Dawson in the D line. So I would talk to them. I'd move down to the D. So I'd move through all the groups with what we had to have get talked about. Everyone's all in the same area. And there's a lot of people on the sidelines too. Nebraska suits up more than almost anybody does.
There's
a lot of activity at that. And it's always, so you also have to have those guys schooled up. They have a job to stay out of the way and be into the game and have a lot of energy. And so there's nothing worse than all of a sudden like that. You just look over and there's like four guys over here.
They're not doing their own thing.
Just jacking around or laughing about something like that. It's like, no, we're not. So you have to instruct people. Hey, right now, this is not your time today. You're suiting up. Here's what you have to. Here's how you act.
It's just an here's elaborate what you enterprise. Do.
Yeah, it is. And it's
an elaborate enterprise.
When you drive in on mock game day, and especially if you're one of the graduate assistants and you're running the book, because you have like the scouts for the kickoff team. You have the scouts for the punt team. You also have all the plays you're going to run during this. And it's like, it's
you need leaders, leaders, plural.
Yeah. And then,
your head coach better be a supreme leader. Supreme.
And when it goes out, like, this is game day. This is how we approach the game day.
So I wonder if this is Friday for Nebraska. I don't know if what
could be
day.
Friday, could be Saturday. They will do a, sometimes you do a mini, like a little, kind of like a little 20-minute deal to kind of get them somewhat ready for it. And then there'll be a certain day. Hey, it's mock, you know, mock
it's
game.
Getting here. It's what's today? August 19th.
August 19th.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
No,
that was remarkable. You and Gadowski used to slip down to Barry's, though. I know that.
After the game. Wasn't like I used to have to go to. So
you
I
and Gadowski.
I had to get the film. I was the film guy. Back then, it was Super VHS tapes. And so when the game would get over, I'd walk down to Barry's and see all my friends in the Outback. Remember the Outback thing?
I sure do.
I'd go there. Then I'd walk back about 2 hours later, and I would get the box of all the tapes that had to get sent via airplane the next morning. And the flight was at 6 a.m. on United out of Lincoln. So I'd get up at 5 o'clock with the tapes. I would drive down there. I'd go into the counter. They'd be waiting for me. Hey, Bill, what's going on? I'd have this box of tapes, and I go, these are going to Oklahoma State. So you have a box of tapes that go to Oklahoma State.
You're serious?
Yeah, and then they would come in on the 2:30 flight, whatever was coming our way. And
would you have to go out there?
I'd go back out.
Your day started at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. So, yeah. So
you worked at the Legionnaire Club, too, by the way.
Worked at the Legionnaire
Club. You have had quite a life.
It has been. I've seen Mel Maines.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot. I've made him an old fashioned.
You've seen a lot. Wow. You did the tape.
Super VHS tape. So you have
5 a.m. to the airport.
To the airport. And
then back at 2:30.
And then when they would show up, so the opponent tape would show up on Wednesday. And that was, so that would be all their games would show up in this giant box. And then as graduate assistant, you had to break it down. So all of a sudden, you'd be going like, you'd get all the stuff broken down. And then you have to send the other ones out right after the game. So you had all this
work.
So it was a lot of stuff.
A
lot of stuff going on. When you go to break down film, I'm just trying to keep talking, Jake, with the music.
No, I might as well
go. Land the helicopter.
Land a helicopter. Yeah, land
do this, Jake.
Land the helicopter.
There we go.
But the breakdown stuff like that, I would have Mikey Harris would be, I thought he'd be the scribe. And I'd just be like that. I go, here we go. P10 left hash I pro right Z jet 42 toss gain of 3 second and 7. All he's doing is writing. Then he goes inputs it into the computer and they mark it with the tape, and that's how they would make cutups at the time. It's way easier now.
Okay.
But the breakdown stuff was intense.
That is intense.
To get it done.
God, we could talk about this.
And if we just talk about
Jake's trip and this the whole show, I'd be fine.
And if you called it wrong, Charlie would be like, hey. So did you call this 48 toss and 48 stretch? Did you do that? Like, well, in the summer, I was a little dazed a few times like that. So you'd just be like, you know.
Charlie, get you.
Yeah, if it's something. You had
call
to have,
you out.
Had to have it just so.
Jeez.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty.
That was amazing.
Anyway, let's wrap it up and do the game show.
Roll call.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.